This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every day, Joy 94.9. On air and online at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening, Australia. It's now another Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9. Good evening, my love.
Good evening, Brett.
How are you, dear?
I'm good. These earphones are a bit tight. It's like somebody's got my head jammed between their knees.
Oh, God, it's already started. My God. Andy, we've got a very special guest tonight, haven't we?
We have a very special guest. Now, last week I did introduce that our special guest was going to be Princess Diana. Unfortunately, she's stuck in traffic. Is it too soon?
Too soon!
Oh, it's always going to be too soon for that. Now, we do have a wonderful guest tonight. It's Scotland's greatest export. The wonderful Sean Jameson will be joining us just after our first track.
I know. And a bliss. And she's also known as Moira, but that's a story to be told later on
in the
show.
Well, I wasn't sure if she was going to go by a Hebrew name tonight, but now that's out, yes. Now, for those of you that haven't listened to Chatterbox before, we're a late night talk show, very late.
Oh, yes.
Just so you know, we're all over 40. So if you come back from a song and there's just crickets and the odd snore, we've all nodded off. But we're a late night talk show and we bring in members of the community to just talk about themselves, have a bit of a yarn, play some songs and have a bit of fun, really.
Absolutely. And we've obviously got some cracker songs that our guest chooses. But also, my love, you've chosen a cracker song tonight to start us off.
Now, I'm not going to build this up. Let's just get on with it. But look, the first person to email in and tell us what this track is, and you've got 20 seconds, will win a prize. You won't really, but...
Let's just have a listen.
It's not what you think it is.
We'll come back and tell you what it is. You're on Joy 94.9. It's Chatterbox.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Now, how many people at home thought that was S Express? I want a show of hands.
Well, we did in the studio.
Well, that's three in the studio and I can smell a winter armpit. So I'm assuming half the population of Melbourne are listening and they all put their hands up. It wasn't S Express, obviously, but the first 30 seconds were. It was Rose Royce with Is That Love You're After? But it just goes to show that every fantastic dance track usually started off as a fabulous old disco song at some point.
I know. My God. Now, talking about some fabulous dance track, it's the one and only Moira, a.k.a. Sean. Welcome to the studio.
Oh, I'm very excited. It is like Patty and Bert Newton, isn't it? For homosexuals.
Bert and Patty. Oh.
I don't know who you are.
Did you hear me?
Put it closer to your face.
Closer to the face.
You're not the first man that said that to me.
I was going to say, the first time a big black thing that you've pushed away from your mouth, my love.
It was in Brighton.
Oh, my God. Sean, welcome to the studio.
I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Do you know what I love is that I thought you were going to be a joy virgin tonight.
No, I've been around.
And you've been here before.
Yes. Well, as you heard earlier, the last time I was in Joy, I was doing an LA Link direct from the airport.
You wouldn't have been on air for long because that would have run their phone bill up.
Reverse charges. Yeah.
This is community radio, people at home.
A Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Hey, now, Sean, your beautiful partner, Ross, has already texted in.
He's always trying to steal my limelight.
Oh, look. But the beautiful Ross has said, evening, Chatterbox boys, can't wait for the laughs with Shawnee
boy.
Oh,
he's so needy, isn't he? But that's, it's very kind. Now go and put the bins out, please.
Needy, table for one. Needy.
Absolutely. Now, you're not from here originally, are you, my dear?
Oh, no.
Where are you from?
that was a difficult question, wasn't it?
We're going to edit that out in the podcast.
dead time. Well, as you can tell with my dulcet tones, I'm a kind of a European-British person.
Yes.
I've been around.
And it's all about Scotland at the moment,
It's all about the Ouija's. Which isn't quite us in Edinburgh, the Glaswegians.
Oh.
Who are the poor things. Anybody out there from Glasgow, I feel sorry for you. but, you know, I am waving my flag, and there's lots of gold medals.
Oh, can I
say... Wales are really are not kind of pulling
no, honestly,
up.
I didn't want to mention
that.
I struggle with the Commonwealth Games because you just... All these... Particularly Australia. Australia is the worst in the Commonwealth Games because they're so smug that they win the medals.
We've won another gold medal.
You throw the Chinese, you throw the Yanks into it, and again, they're 57th on the medal tally. Yeah, so you'd be smug. Wales are 7th, so that'll give you a rough idea of the quality of athletes there. I'm sure if I went over there, I could probably win something. Stick and hoop or something.
Oh, God.
Throwing a welly. Or a leak. Throwing a leak.
Yes, exactly. Now, but it's all about Scotland because soon it's going to be there's going to be a referendum held in Scotland.
On the 18th of September.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to know my views on that?
I would indeed.
I'm not actually a big fan.
Of the referendum?
Yeah, well, I think the referendum is a good thing, but I'm certainly not a supporter of independence. So that's my chances getting back in ever again done. Passport bang. Oh, look, I just kind of think the world's getting smaller and why would you want to cut yourself off more?
Aren't they doing it because they found shitloads of North Sea gas?
Oh, no, but they'll...
Apparently. That's not actually confirmed.
No. Yeah. Oh. And the thing is...
They'd want that gamble to pay off.
But it's kind of it's oil, apparently. There's some oil... That's going to dry up, the gas.
It's like the Beverly Hillbillies of Britain.
That's right. And there's only so much tartan you can sell, isn't there? And deep-fried Mars bars.
Not if you go to Laura Ashley. She's been flogging it for about the last 4 decades.
Yeah, I don't know. But there is something enduring, isn't there, about Scotland? I don't know if it always looks beautiful.
Enduring, that's probably me you're referring to.
Well, that's true.
it's looking pretty good at the moment. They're having a heat wave. My mum is
11.
Out in the garden. It's 18 degrees, getting scorchio. All the drunks are off the streets.
How did they do that?
I think
shot them.
They just stuck them in the pub. They just got a really big stadium. Yeah. It's a pub, so they're all in there. It's a lock-in.
It's a big lock-in.
So it's all. I think it's looking really lovely, I have to say.
Yeah, Can I talk about the medals? This is the first time they've done these things with the medals, right? And normally it's a solid piece.
Yeah.
It's a solid medal.
Oh, it's not chocolate, is it?
No. This year what they've done is they've cut out things. And the running joke is like, well, we know Scots are very canny when it comes to their money, but it looks like they're being cheap.
Oh, I'm a bit insulted by that.
Nope, she's leaving.
My response to that is I'm thinking that's sounding very Rennie McIntosh.
Who?
Oh, you people need to get out.
Oh, my God. Andrew, one could say he's the creator of Art Nouveau.
Oh, well done, Brit.
I'm a heathen.
And here's me thinking Perth was a dearth of culture.
it's not.
Do you like that? Perth and dearth.
Perth and dearth. And, of course, Perth is from...
From Perth.
Scotland.
Yeah.
Isn't
oh,
it?
My God. The world is revolving, evolving.
Oh
God, this
goodness.
Is delightful at this time of night.
It is, isn't it? You're on Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our wonderful guest, the divine Sean Jameson.
Oh, thank you, Andrew.
A.K.A. Miss Moira. On Joy 94.9. Oh,
can I just quickly, I have to share how I met Sean many years ago. many, many years ago now, Sean.
And
sorry,
there's probably
darling.
A chopstick around that still tells a story.
Well, there is, because my old boss, we'll just say Shirley. Shirley and Moira did a show at the Tokyo Gardens many years ago.
One of the big venues.
One of the great yes. big venues of yes. Melbourne.
Pack them in.
And can I say, there was a fantastic rendition of Tie Yellow Ribbon.
Always a winner.
And it was. It brought the house down. But not so much as, because we had a wonderful, we met a lovely Japanese lady that you night. Did. She gave us a great rendition of Moon Liver.
Moon Liver.
I might have been lost in translation yeah. there. And it was a fabulous night. Can I say, I think I helped you with your lipstick that
oh,
night,
you
Sean.
Oh, you did, thank you.
Because you had some on your teeth.
Yes, well, that's when I had teeth.
Oh, you and the Queen Mother.
Yeah, indeed. But I remember Moon River.
Oh, yes.
Because she was sitting having dinner on her own, and it was like Australian Idol.
But sadder, if that's possible.
She found the voice.
She did. Bless her heart, she was heaven that night. Now, Sean, obviously on Chatterbox, when we get a guest in, they get to choose the music because it's all about a story, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Yes.
I love this show.
Tell us about the first song you chose.
So the first song I'm playing this evening yes. is The Smiths' A Boy With a Thorn in His Side. And... like, this is about 1984, 85.
Yeah, yeah.
The cover of the single is Truman Capote.
Yes.
And I was the boy with the thorn in his side. Oh. And it just resonated. And I was living a wonderfully asexual lifestyle, which I was quite enjoying, that people were a bit intrigued, like, what was going on there. And, of course, behind the scenes, totally tortured. And falling into a life of Oscar Wilde and Morrissey. And it is just the most brilliant, brilliant song. And it sums it all up for me growing up at that age.
Here's the Smiths with The Boy with a Thorn in His Side. You're on Joy 94.9.
Listen to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. That was The Smiths with A Boy With A Thorn In His Side, which was the first track of our very special guest tonight, the lovely Sean Jameson. Hi, Sean.
Oh, thank you, Andrew.
Now, Sean, you mentioned before we went to the Smiths track that you sort of had this asexual vibe yes. going on in your teen years. What was your coming out story about? Because we'd like to ask our guests every week what their coming out story was. What
it
was
involves
yours?
A leather bar in San Francisco.
Right. Right. Yes. Were you so entirely in Bob, before the leather bar?
And Bob Down was there. Yeah, it's really bizarre. Right,
so we've gone from asexual...
Yeah. Asexual to 25.
Yeah, and then, you're in a leather bar in San Fran yes, with Bob Down.
With Bob Down, and he was chasing me around the leather bar.
Oh.
And it was like, oh, okay. This was all on my way to Australia. So I had like a little holiday in America.
Yeah.
And a lot of kind of strange things happened in a serendipitous way. And I met someone there who I knew from London who I'd always tried to avoid. Because I thought they will get me in trouble one day.
Yeah.
And I bumped into this person there, and they were there at the same time, and they got me into a lot of trouble. And I had this crazy 6 weeks in West in the Wild West and in San Francisco, LA, Las Vegas. It was amazing. But one of the highlights was being chased by Bob Down in a leather bar. And I loved Bob Down. I used to go and see his shows when I lived in Britain. And I couldn't believe I was being stopped by what I thought was a celebrity. Sensational. 1992, December 92.
Oh my God.
Morrissey was not being thought about at that time.
Yeah. So you went from asexual straight into a leather bar.
Yes, but that was about...
And how easy was the transition?
9 years. It was a long gap. The transition was quite strange because it had a back room and I didn't know what that was. So I went for a wander.
Oh my God, are you for real?
And I was like... Oh, God. You're not in Kansas now.
No.
Man.
And Marlena Dietrich's out the back singing The Boys in the
no,
Back
Row. Damn right. No. So I extended that trip in America because I thought, oh, this is good. But then I did have to leave and come here.
Once you've been chased around a leather bar by a D-grade minor celebrity, I know. I can understand why you want to just keep that magical attitude.
Living the dream.
Oh,
good times. Good times. I've seen Bob Down since then. But he doesn't know it was me that he chased.
Oh, really?
But I know.
Oh,
that's the
God.
Important part.
Yeah, I know.
And now he knows it was you.
And now he knows.
Oh, he'll be listening. He'll be chasing me again after this.
He'll be waiting outside the studio. Right.
Chase me, chase me.
Black leotard and night vision goggles.
Now, we've had another SMS sent. Ask Moira to yodel. Now, who could have sent that?
Can I say, if you can yodel, I will love you even more.
If I can yodel, you'll love me all night long.
Can you yodel?
I can't yodel.
Oh.
I can kind of roll my R's, if that helps.
Maybe it was a typo. Maybe it was ask more of a yogurt or something.
Do yoga. I can get my right leg around my neck.
That's excellent for radio.
It's a very small studio.
That's right. I was a bit smaller then. But yodel. I can't do that.
Could you do the R's for us? Maybe say like the ragged rascal ran around the rock.
Yodeling.
No, because he said he's very good at his R's, my love. Are you listening tonight? No.
Right, Andrew, watch me. I'm rolling my R's as we speak. Was it the ragged rascal ran round the ragged rock?
Yeah.
I could do it in a bit of a Gene Brody.
Oh, perfect.
I'll do a Gene Brody line. Give me a girl at an impressionable age and she is mine for life, forsooth.
My girls are good
girls.
Who
needs Maggie Smith when you've got me?
Well, it's
Dame Maggie. I beg
Dame Maggie.
Respect.
Dame Maggie. Respect. Yes. Absolutely.
You can go into Downton as a long lost twin cousin or something.
I've probably got a frock.
No, actually, now, is this not Mrs. Padmore, because she's the lady in the kitchen.
Downstairs.
But the housekeeper.
Oh, yes.
Who is Scottish.
She is. And what's her name?
And she's quite heaven. I like how they always get a Scot who's quite, you know, like.
Dour.
Yes.
But you can tell she's had a hard life, but she's got a heart of gold,
heart
just
of
like
gold.
Us all.
Absolutely.
I struggle with Downton.
Do you?
Yeah.
She doesn't like it.
Oh, really?
Period claptrap.
Don't you like how the withering looks that Dame Maggie kind of gives everybody?
I love the fact that upstairs everything moves so quickly and they've gone through like a world war and things have changed and people have died, and downstairs everything goes so slowly and they're still looking for a teaspoon from season
one. Someone's lost. And the old lady's looking for lard. Yes. And we all think, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to live then? But we'd all been down in the scullery.
Yeah.
It would have been horrendous.
That fat ginger cook's still trying to perfect scrambled eggs.
Oh, God. Doing service.
Doing service. Mom!
What's that suet? There'd be lots of dreadful suet things.
So suet is a fat. It's like the it's a part of the fat from
I think it's stomach lining or something.
Yeah.
Or something around the liver.
I couldn't have coped because I'm vegetarian.
I know.
How did we get to suet?
Because of Morrissey. I became suet because... how did we get to suet?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's just about poor people's food downstairs.
So is this why you're a vegetarian?
Yes.
Because of Morrissey?
Yes.
Bloody Morrissey.
Second album, Meat is Murder.
He got you off beef burgers and made you a sexual for 9-10 years.
Is it he's got a lot to answer for.
He really
but
does.
I still love him.
Now you know how you said on the album cover there was Truman Capote.
Yes.
What was the album cover? How he had Charles Hawtrey on it, or it was a single?
Oh, the single. Well, there was a video with Charles Hawtrey.
Oh, was
which
it?
Is You're the One for Me, Fatty. That's when he was doing his single work. And so that's got a very big Charles Hawtrey thing.
Yes.
But all those single and album covers were incredible. Now, Andrew, you and I would know them. Most people don't know who the hell those people were. Like Pat Phoenix.
Yeah.
Elsie Tanner.
I
swear she was my mother. I wanted it to be. And so there were
she was one of my favourite characters from Coronation Street.
I watch Coronation Street every night still.
Still?
It's on at 6:20.
Now is
Peter Barlow's just been taken off to prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ken Barlow's son.
Is Ken Barlow still in Coronation Street?
Ken Barlow as a character is in Coronation Street. He's been on an extended hot trip in the story.
Yes.
Living in Canada. But you know how there's a lot of kind of British high-profile people involved in a lot of court issues?
Yes.
Ken Barr. Was he one of them?
William, what do you call him?
William Roach.
Roach.
You're kidding.
He's up, but he got off. So he's been out for about a year, 18 months, and he's due back any time. And God bless Deirdre, she needs him back. Do you remember her?
Bloody hell, Ken.
Oh, my God.
Bloody hell.
And she's there with her dog, Eccles.
It's still, is there any of the original, is Emily Bishop still in or is she
Emily
left?
Bishop is still
she
in it.
Can't
God,
be.
Yes. She must be 100.
And my favourite, Rita Fairclough, as she was.
I know Rita's still in it because I stumbled across it the other week.
Yeah.
How does she look? Is she doing
She looks
right?
amazing. She's got,
she's
got, a bit of a Moira look on her. You know, the big red wig.
And the big lips.
Big lips. Well, not so big because she's a bit old now, so it's that line kind of thing. But she must be about 110.
Now, you know, remember Rita had the cabin, the news agency.
Oh, my God. How do you know all this?
Oh, look, I used to watch reruns of it years ago. I loved it. I've always been an Anglophile. Hence, I've got a Scott and a bloody Taffy in
the
studio.
Well, it's a tribute to the Commonwealth Games show.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Are you a homosexual, by the way?
Quite the homosexual. I know. Quite funny about that. But was it Gladys? Who was her offsider in the cabin?
Mavis.
Mavis, who married Derek.
Yeah.
Derek. Now, is Mavis still in or is she?
No, Rita. They left years ago.
Pardon?
Oh, Rita.
Yeah. Oh, don't rightly know, Rita.
But she was then, later on, that actress who played Mavis, she appeared in Dinner Ladies.
She did. She was
and
amazing.
she was sort of
posh.
Dolly, and she was slightly posh. Yeah.
She worked at the Cafe Bonbon.
That's right.
And she had the great Anne Reed as her sidekick.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful actress.
She was fabulous. You're on Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. Joy.org.au for the world.
You're listening to Brett, Andy and our special guest star, Sean, tonight on Chatterbox.
But no yodeling.
But no yodeling, please. Mike, I thought you could yodel then for a moment.
I can yodel, special occasions only.
Excellent. Excellent.
You're
giving me a very strange look.
Because you lied.
I did lie.
Yodeling's very important to me. It's like baton twirling. You don't understand it. You can do it. You have to do it.
She's gutted now, Sean.
Was it the first time?
Now, the next track that you've brought in for tonight, my love. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we are going to listen to Big Time Sensuality by Björk. So when I arrived in Melbourne and I had a brilliant kind of first couple of years, and I got here and the amazing nightclub Tasty was
on.
Yes.
I used to go to Tasty a lot. I think I recognise your face from downstairs, Andrew.
I only went two or three times. I did go one night to a foam party and I lost my shirt. My fake tan ran and I had to walk home because I also lost my wallet, so I had to walk home with streaky fake tan, flat hair.
In the CBD as well.
Surrendered.
And I used to love going to Tasty, and as you probably know, there's a big 20th Tasty reunion party coming up, so I'm very excited about that. And the song I always used to go off at every time I went, they played Big Time Sensuality.
This is Björk with the Swan Dress.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. It's Chatterbox. And that was the chatter that you just heard there.
Forgot the mics were on.
Oh, were they?
Bloody hell, you two.
It just didn't sound as fast as it did back then.
That was Björk with Big Time. Big time sensuality, and my boyfriend's just talking over me again. My
Sorry.
Goodness.
That won't be the first time, would it?
No, it won't be the last time as well, Sean. Andrew, we've had a couple of messages, haven't we?
Yes, we have. We've had one from the lovely Ross who said, "Tell Moira I am shopping at Iceland and everything is frozen." Which is a quote from Dawn French when she did on French and Saunders when they did that Björk takeoff, which is hilarious. If you haven't seen it, YouTube it because it's there and it's so funny.
And there's one more?
Oh, there is two.
Come on, get with it.
Oh, good Lord. It says, meow, meow to my daddy, love Truman.
Oh.
What a technologically savvy cat you
clever?
Have, Moira.
That's baby T.
I was going to say, now, how long have you had Truman for, my love?
Truman, we got him in January. We got him in January. What year is this? 2014. Yeah, a year. We've just had him over a year. And I got him because I heard the Lost Dogs Home show on Joy. And they were talking about some animals he did at home. And I went on and I saw the artist who was formerly known as Possum on their website. I said, we've got to go. So we went. And as soon as I saw him, I went, oh my God, it's Truman.
Because he was the face of the Lost Dogs Home for...
And yes, and then they were so taken by our passion for him and everything, they said, oh, let's put him on the website. So he was the face for the... Oh, he has been around. He's a very talented little cat.
He was like the Christy Turlington of the Lost Dogs.
He doesn't get out of... Oh, no, that's... what's it? Linda. Linda Evangelista. Doesn't get out of bed for 10,000 cat biscuits.
Oh, can I say beautiful cat? Oh. Little black thing,
yeah,
with white.
He looks kind of like a little artist, I think. And that's why he's a Truman. What about Rabbit? What's his kind of story?
We've got a cat called Rabbit, which is embarrassing because we were drunk and we named him, which is...
It was a clever thing at the time.
It really was. But then we found out Danny Minogue's also got a cat called Rabbit, so that made it...
She's probably got a dildo called Rabbit as well, hasn't she?
Allegedly.
So now, for those listeners at home, we've got a 9-kilo cat called Rabbit.
9 kilos?
Yeah. Food is love in our house.
Boom, 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 boom. 9 kilos.
Can I tell you,
Helen.
When we were overseas recently, a friend of ours looked after Rabbit after our house.
Thank God.
And she decided that our cat was too fat. So she decided to put Rabbit on a diet. Now... The problem was...
I don't think that was in her job description.
No, it wasn't, Sean. I'm glad you said
that.
Thank
you.
Because what happened was the cat threw up in our neighbour's car park, and then we got a letter from the body corporate.
Oh, my God.
And it was a very much...
Sick pussy.
Absolutely.
Man.
And it was a little bit like, you need to curb your cat.
Oh, my God, that is so unfair. So what did you do with the friend? Excommunicate her?
Well, no.
No, she'll probably listen to the podcast. So thanks for having me. Well, awkward.
Well, we need someone to look after Truman at the end of the year. Because we're going to Iceland.
We've got the best, most wonderful friend. She's the most adorable girl.
Is this the same one that doesn't feed the cat?
No. She's actually sent in a message. Oh. And her name is Sally Streisand.
Yes.
The surname might be made up.
She has, no, because Sally Streisand, we would say, let's just call her assistant to the stars. We'll just leave it at that. We'll just leave it at that. I've got a message as well saying loving it, boys. Oh.
So Sally's listening to the show. Hi, Mama. Love you. Oh. Sally also house sits for us, and cats adore her. She's like the cat whisperer.
So why didn't she sit the last time?
Because she came on holiday with us.
Oh, she was on holiday with you. Oh.
Yeah.
The cat sitter's got to have a break, I suppose. Yeah. The cat whisperer.
Well, you might just have a gig because she's a lot. And you know what? She always looks after your house as well as your pet.
And she's a wonderful, wonderful girl. She's magical.
Yeah. She has a special moment with her and Rabbit. I think sometimes what happens is when we get home from our holiday and he sees her leave and us come in, he doesn't speak to us for like a week. He's not happy. Not happy at all.
What does he think about his obesity?
I don't think
that's he's only meant to be 5 kilos.
Food is love in our house.
Oh, fair enough.
In all fairness, he's also a big cat. He's not
big bone.
It's not just sometimes he does get confused with our ottoman.
Oh, I love him. He's
I took
gorgeous.
Him to the vet about 2 years ago because something was wrong.
Your back's never been the same, has it?
And I said to the vet, I picked him up and put him on the bed, and I said, "Is he fat?" And I was panting because I was like the energy of picking it. And the vet looked at me like, Are you for real? Yeah. Are you blind?
Child Protected Services.
Well, the funny thing is, because we had to put him on this special food, and he doesn't actually, he's off the scale, because they say if it's a 6 kilo, 4 kilo cat, 5 kilo cat, 6 kilo cat, and then it just stops. Yeah. Then it sort of goes on to like children.
But he's happy, like, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's good. I like fat cats.
And there's nothing wrong with him.
No, he's having a good time.
And at the end of the day, he's 10 years old.
Brilliant. Yeah. Quality over quantity.
Absolutely.
And if he didn't eat, he'd probably get stuck into the grog, so it's
or just, eat your furniture.
Absolutely. My goodness, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Hello there, funny lady Judith Lucy, and of course you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be just plain f***ed in the head if you listened to anything else.
Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and a very special guest, Sean, on Joy 94.9.
Oh, I love that.
Sean, that was your third track. Ooh. Tell us about it. Who was it? What was the track and why did you choose it?
It was Jackie Moore and This Time Baby, which some people will recognise some of the music as a sample in Freemasons.
Yep.
Yes.
Discovered this track kind of not too long ago. Didn't really know it in the disco time. Very good friend of mine got me an album of Jackie Moore and I loved that with the other hit. But the song I love because November last year I found myself in a black gay disco on a Tuesday night in New York, losing my mind with my people to This Time Baby.
Oh my God.
Steve Martin and the Jerk. It was amazing.
Now, you were also at that club with the fabulous Wes McDonald from the Disco Appreciation Society.
Yes, very lucky to kind of hang out with Wes. It was great.
Yeah, that man knows his disco. Yeah.
Hi, Wes. Love your page on Facebook.
Hey, we've had our last shout out for the evening, and someone just said, "Is someone playing spoons on that track?" Well, we said it was more like bottles, wasn't it?
It was like bottles, like an opportunity not speaking with Mrs. Mills. Kind of DIY, it's the war. Whatever you can find, make a tune.
Now, Shawnee, this part of the evening is called Out of the Box. We're going to ask some embarrassing questions.
It's where we like to probe you.
I was going to use a line there, but it was too obvious. I just didn't go there. But I am open.
I'm glad to hear it. So, Worst date ever.
Worst date ever. I had a date with a girl once when I lived in London, and she was about 4 foot two. She was Chinese New Zealander. and we went to a movie.
Yes, all right.
I know. We went to a movie in Mayfair in London, The Comfort of Strangers, with Rupert Everett and Helen Mirren in it and Christopher Walken, and it's really quite psychotic. And I realized halfway through the film she was making a move on me, and I thought we were just going as friends. Because I'm that kind of person. It didn't end well.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I hope she got over me.
I hope she did.
It took me a long time.
Do you know why I'm laughing? Because literally we got about 3 seconds into that story and said I went on a date with a woman. No wonder it did.
I tried it once. I gave it a go.
You gave it a go, my love.
Yes. Couldn't figure out the equipment.
And I was trying to look after, again, my Commonwealth cousins. She's come from the Commonwealth.
Well, we all love a we love a good full circle here at Catching Up. Oh no, Chatterbox, wrong show.
Oh god.
Oh lordy, that's awkward.
I'm thinking next week it's the Andrew and Sean show.
I tell you what, almost is tonight, darling.
Now, goodness. Sweetheart, what's the most dreadful thing you've ever worn? What's the most awful outfit?
Well, trying to keep under the theme, my first ever kind of boyfriend I had in Melbourne. Who treated me like a dog, but managed to kind of turn my whole persona around. And I found myself at a Marsha Hines concert at Hamer Hall wearing linen. And I don't quite know how that happened.
Linen.
And some knitted kind of waistcoat thing that had things hanging off it and beaded necklace. Kind of wooden beads.
Was this in the 90s?
It was. Yeah, this is like 94,
yeah,
95.
Okay. I sort of remember that look.
Yeah. I wasn't comfortable with it at the time. And certainly having to revisit that now makes me feel a bit uneasy.
Sort of a little bit boy
particularly
band
because,
type.
Yes, very boy band. Yep. And also the person who I went with, who I was having a relationship with, surprised me at one point by literally leaving his seat. We're in the third row and going up, offering the wooden beads to Marsha. And she bent down and took them over her head.
Oh, no. Oh, she's delightful.
I think that's why she was on some kind of come. I didn't know who she was.
Oh, really?
It was awful.
Well, again, they were back with your people. So
yeah, that's right. Exactly. I thought, oh, you're black. You look funky. No disco.
Did she not even do I've Got the Music in Me?
No.
Well, all, like, new album.
Well, I didn't know lots. It was. Yeah, do you remember there was like an album? She had dreadlocks in blue. Or it was a blue cover or something. Bloody awful. Anyway, thank God I've left that behind.
Marsha Hines is a friend of the studio. So if you're listening, Marsha, lots of love from Chatterbox. We hated that album. It's dreadful, and you looked
awful on
the cover.
Was something about she was moaning about the rain. Something about rain. It's like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, bad.
Oh, my God.
Now, the last question we've got is, what's the most embarrassing song that you've got in your record collection, CD collection, or on your iPod?
This is a really hard one, because even all the bad ones, I think, are good. But
some of the best songs are the really awful ones.
Yeah. I've got a real fondness for... Cartoon Heroes by Aqua, and I know that's really terrible, and beautiful Ross bought me that CD single one time, and even now when I hear it I love it, but I'm embarrassed and ashamed.
Love blossomed over Aqua.
But I didn't like the other Aqua songs, but I love that one. We are the cartoon heroes.
I can't remember it.
Oh no.
Oh, I love it that. So that I'm a bit embarrassed by that.
Oh, what's your worst song?
Andy, it'll have to be a Eurovision song.
Yeah, there's a lot of
shit.
Oh,
and I think, come on.
Can I say, I think Mazelle from 1968, she beat Cliff Richard with his song Congratulations, yes, which was pretty crap.
Dun, 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 dun.
Her song was La La La.
Oh.
And the chorus went la 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 la, and she won.
What's that ding ding a dong?
Oh, ding a dong. That was by
Teaching in Netherlands.
Yeah, 72 or 73.
Yeah, and a bani bee, a bani bear. Remember that one?
Bani bee, bani ba from Israel.
That's part of Europe.
But you know, our favorite Eurovision song in our house is "Take Me to Your Heaven"
by Charlotte Pirelli.
Charlotte Pirelli, 1999. She won. And then she came back as Charlotte Nielsen.
Yes.
And she had another cracking song about a hero.
It was a
hero.
Fantastic
song. Oh, my God. Pop-tastic.
And it came third last.
Oh.
Never.
It did. And it's such a shame because I actually think Hero was better than Take Me to Heaven.
The gays must have turned on her.
No,
then.
I think there's a backlash against Sweden in Eurovision.
Yeah.
Mm. Sean.
Can I just say one thing before you wind up? I'm related to Susan Boyle. I'm just leaving that. I'm not going anywhere with it.
I can actually see it.
It's the good looks. It's the hair. It's the hair.
It's that wash and go perm that you've been sporting for years.
Okay.
How closely related? Is she like a sister? Or?
She looks like my brother. seventh cousin, we
right,
think. Seventh.
Okay.
Yeah, on my mum's side in Donegal in Ireland. And we're going there in December, in January. I'm taking my mum and... Hopefully we'll see Subo's family.
Oh, you should pop in with a donut.
Oh, she'll have eaten it.
I want to say a big thank you to Sean for being such a fabulous guest.
Oh, thank
tonight,
you. I've really enjoyed being here. I love this show.
You've been amazing.
Oh, I'm coming back.
You have to come back.
You do have to come back.
Oh, I love it.
If it's we're great. Back for another season and hopefully with an earlier
time
slot.
Does that mean
slot?
We've got to get the punters in to say they've really enjoyed listening to your show?
It's like the best little whorehouse in Texas.
It is.
Who's Dolly?
Andy, this time of the night, it is Midnight Summer. We play Donna Summer song till midnight because it is almost the midnight hour. This week I've chosen from Love to Love You, Donna. You know, one of my favourite
absolutely
album. It's Hot Stuff. Also a bit of a tribute to our beautiful guest tonight.
Oh, yes. I remember fond nights on Virgin Mary's Bar with a cucumber.
Can I say, like, poor old Donna's not with us anymore. Sad.
No, exactly.
Frankie Knuckles, who remixed this track for the Love to Love You, Donna album, fell off the perch earlier this year. Yes. This song is like the kiss of death, but it's a fabulous, fabulous song.
But so. Susan Boyle's still here.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, no.
Imagine Susan Boyle doing disco.
Oh, that's a killer genre. Tune in next week, everybody, where our special guest will be Oprah and Gail. Thanks for listening.
Good night, Australia.
Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.